Sunday Central's Form Express.
I hope he's laughing with us and not laughing at us. Form Express time for the Sunshine Coast today. Howard Walter joins us. Good morning, Howard.
G'day, Dan. How are you going?
Yeah, really well, mate. Looking forward to getting your mail on not just the Sunshine Coast, but also at Kilcoy today. Got a good four track at the Sunshine Coast. We're going to have a look at the quaddy legs, and then you can run through your best for the day. So race five today is the first leg of the main quaddy, and Lucifer's Loot, we've got a shorty here, $1.75.
Yeah, look, I've got it in the selections, but I can't get it that short. I'm going with number 12, Shelley Spirit. Placed fourth when resuming. It gets barrier one here. This is a race under plate conditions where the handicaps are a bit skew-whiff. It's very well weighted after the claim for Zach Lloyd, and as I said, got barrier one, fitter for the first up, fourth. There's good speed elsewhere, Dan. I just thought this horse might get that suck run and then present itself at the finish. Ahead of number five, Morgan Smile, comes out of the same race as Shelley Spirit, so also second up here today. Goes up in weight, but looks a chance from a good barrier. Two, Heat. Forget last start, missed a start, three lengths, generally thereabouts. And I've got the favourite in for fourth, Lucifer's Loot. Now, there's probably no better guide when it comes to following the money than Natalie McCall, especially at the Sunshine Coast. And this has been all the rage since markets went up. My concern was getting back up to 59 kilos. Carried that weight at Rockhampton two starts ago, albeit on a soft track, and ran fourth. Since placed second, but had every chance. I just can't get her that short. 12, 5, 2 and 3.
12, 5, 2 and 3. That's in the first leg of the quaddy race, 5 from the Sunshine Coast. Howie, race 6. And this, Tycoon Bella's the favourite, 230. Big enough field, there's 12 runners.
Yeah, look, the key to this race is who's going to stay 1,600. A lot of them are untried at the trip or have tried and failed, in inverted commas. I'll go with number 5, Centenary Star. Won three in a row prior to spelling, and since resuming, she's raced in Brisbane all three starts. So getting back to a Sunday at the Sunny Coast, claim for Zach Lloyd, good barrier. Untried at the trip, but I'll put 5 in ahead of 4, Tycoon Bella, fitter for 2 from a spell. 3, Destiny's Son, hard and fit, first go trip. And number 2, Brinkmanship, another last start winner. Some little query the trip, but race will be run to suit. The numbers I'm giving you, they should all get the right run in transit, 5, 4, 3 and 2.
5, 4, 3, 2. That's for race 6, Sunshine Coast. First at our Greyhound venue, the Hillsville meeting today. They've got a big card of 12. The first is about 3 minutes away, 11.01. In the seventh event at the Sunshine Coast, Howie, the Ritz is number 3, and it's at $2. Should we be putting on the Ritz?
Yes, took the words right out of my mouth there, Dan, and they are putting it on the rinse. It's been much as $2.50 given, now $2. First up from a spell, 1,400, don't worry. When he debuted three starts ago at Ballina over 1,400, he sat third in the run and he just burst away, won by nearly three lengths. Absolutely bolted in. He's had two trials for this, knocked about in the initial trial, and then he placed second to stablemate She Can Sing in quick time in his next trial. She Can Sing won at Doomben yesterday, so plenty of reasons to be on the Ritz. And James Orman, who's ridden the horse every start. No one rides Sunshine Coast better. So very hard to beat. 7, Epicurious. First up from a spell. Risky beginner. Has ability. 11, Colleur. His horse is race fit. Last start winner, but he's going from the maiden to the class 2. And number 10, Aswart. Fitter for 2 from a spell since joining the Robert Heathcote stable. But should be hard to beat. The favourite, Dan. 3, 7, 11, 10.
And from an informed stable as well. Flying, aren't they?
Yep.
Race 8, the last at Sunshine Coast, and number 8, Goldschlager. Sounds like a beer, doesn't it? $2.70 hits the favourite.
Is it too early?
Probably, but no. Although they always say it's 1 o'clock somewhere, isn't it?
Yep. Hard to beat, I think, Dan. Look, it's mare, three strikes and you're out. Chris Munt's sent her out over 1,350, 1,350, 1,400. I'm convinced she's better kept in the 1,000, 1,200 metre range. She's got a good turn of foot. She gets back to 1,200 today. And her first up ninth here, she was terribly unlucky. So I'm with 8, Goldschlager. With all the scratchings, it certainly looks the right race for her. Number 4, Mystery Trick, maps very well. There's hardly any pace left in this race, so it may improve. 11, Strato Bell, first up from a spell. Did win first up last time in over 1,000. This is 1,200, so I'd be just waiting to see what the market does. and then number 12, Paddy's Fortune, got an awkward barrier, but was beaten less than two lengths first up. They just might decide to go forward here because there's not many on-pace runners. If they do that, it's got a good chance, but I keep coming back to Goldschlager. 8, 4, 11, 12.
So they're not far away from Healesville, but they're not at the boxes just yet. How are your best and your Quadiot play the day at Sunshine Coast?
So at the Sunny Coast, best race 3, number 11, Duchess Rossay. Best value race 4, number 2, Leroy the Conqueror. Quaddy, 2, 3, 5, 12, 2, 3, 4, 5, 3 only, 4, 8, 11, 12. Play of the day, this is a win all up, Dan. Race 3, 11, race 7, 3, race 8, 8.
Okay, and at Kilcoy, first is at 11:30. They're just going to the boxes now at Healesville, so they're not far away. Your two best there, your best bets at Kilcoy and your Quaddy?
I thought the best at Kilcoy, race 6, number 2, Iron Jacko. Best value, race 1, number 13, Platinum Deal. Quaddy, 2, 4, 9, 13, 1 and 4, 6, 10, 15, 2, 3, 4 and 7.
Howie, thanks very much. Good luck today.
Pleasure, Dan. All the best.